Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We're on page Tzadi Zayin, the page following 192. In the beginning of the Siman of Kuf Tzadi Gimel, we discussed how if you have two people, so they each bench individually. Once you have three, we know to make a mezumin, and then if you have three, four, or five, you can't split up till you get to six, then you can split up till you get to 10, and once you get to 10, you can't split up till you have 20, and you can split up 10 and 10. So we are going to pick up in the Mechaber on Tzadi Zayin, on the second line. The Shulchan Aruch says, "U'mitzvah lachzor achar asara." There is a mitzvah to go after 10, the same way we said if you have two, there's a mitzvah to go after a third. If you have, as we'll see, seven, so there's a mitzvah to go and try to be having a zimun that you could say the Shem Hashem. Umiya, however, im hayu rabim misubim yachad. If there were a lot of people sitting together and eating, ve'enam yecholim lishmoa birkas hazimun mipi ha'mevarich, and there's such a big crowd that you're not going to be able to hear the birkas hazimun from the one who's leading the benching. Ve'enam rashoim lechalik lechaburo shel asara asara, and they're not allowed to split up into smaller groups of 10, mipnei sheyitzdorchu levarach bekol ram, because then they're going to have to bench loud for all 10 people to hear them. V'yishma balabayis v'yakbid aleihem. The Babayis is going to hear, he's going to get makbid. So you're at a chasana, and you want to make a zimun that's smaller because you can't hear the one who's leading the zimun. He's so far away, it's so big. So you want to make groups of 10, but you have to do it loud for 10 people. You're afraid the Babayis is going to hear, he's going to get upset. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yecholim lechalek lechaburo shel shlosha shlosha. So then you'd be allowed to break up into smaller groups of three, ulevarech banachas kadei shaluishma balabayas, and you could bench quietly that only three people hear, and you can make sure the balabayas doesn't hear. Vizet tov lahem mimasha lo yetsu yedechovas birchazimun, and that's better. At least you can chap a zimun of three rather than trying to hear the zimun from the one who's leading it for everyone. You won't hear anything. Shari einam yechom lishmom v'piyam avarach. You can't hear the one who's leading the benching, so you have two options: trying to hear him, but you're not going to be able to be successful, or you can make small groups of three. So there, the Shulchan Aruch says it's better to make small groups of three. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Beis Achar Asara, we said there is a mitzvah to go after 10 for benching. Kidei sheyu yucholim levarach b'Hashem. That way you can have benching with a zimun with Hashem's name. V'ayim ba'achronim da'afilu imheim shiva. And look in the achronim where they say, even if you only have 7 people who ate, mitzvah lachzor achar ot shlosha, there is a mitzvah to go after another 3 people. V'ayim ma'ashikosavnu l'el b'sif katan zayim. Look what we said earlier in Sif Katan Zayim. There we said that when you have 2 people that ate, there's a mitzvah to go after a third. You don't have to go outside. But if there's someone in the house, so then you should go after that person. So here the same idea. You don't have to make yourself crazy to find the 3 more people, but if they're in the house and you can get them, so there certainly is a mitzvah to get them. Siv katon yud gimel. We said if you're at a very large suda and you can't hear the birchas hazimun, because if you were at a big suda and you were, yes, able to hear the birchas haziman from the one who's leading it, after kol birchas hamazon einam yicholim lishmoa mirachok, even though the rest of the benching you will not be able to hear from far away, but you could hear the zimun, lohoyu rashon lechalik al shlosha shlosha, then you would not be allowed to split up 3-3. Eliyishmu birchas zimun levad mipia mizamin. Rather, you should listen to the Birchas Hazimun alone from the Mezamein for the whole crowd. And then each person will bench the entire benching by himself. We said you're not allowed to split up into groups of 10, meaning the Baal Bais won't let you. Because if they were able to split up into groups of 10, then you would obviously not be allowed to split up into smaller groups of 3 and lose out on Elokeinu. If you can chap 10-10, and you can get the zimun with Hashem's name, you wouldn't be allowed to split up into 3. So the Mechaber's case is where you can make groups of 10, the Baal Bais is going to hear you because you have to say it too loud. So only then you're allowed to do 3, but if you were able to do 10, that's what you must do. Sivkotan tesvov bikoram. The reason why you can't split into groups of 10 is then you have to do a louder kadeshi ishma birchas hazimun kol asara. You have to make sure that your zimun is going to be able to hear all 10 people have to hear it. The akbid aleim sivkotan teszayin. The babai is going to be makbid mamesha osim chaburus latzman. He's not happy that people are leaving his suda early. The same din would be true if you have to go out and take care of a dvar mitzvah. The ein lohem shehus lahamtin. You can't wait around for the zimun at the end of the suda because you want to go do a dvar mitzvah. Shetizbatel mitzvah. If you wait around till the end of the suda, the mitzvah is going to be batel. In that case, erashon lechalek l'shlosha shlosha. That also would be grounds to split up into groups of three. Cain Kosov HaMagen Avram. So HaMagen Avram says that if you have to go get a Dvar Mitzvah, that if you wait till the benching of the crowd, you're going to miss the Mitzvah, that also would be grounds to split up in groups of three. U'b'chayi Odom Negam Gein Bazeh. The Chai Odom takes issue with this. U'posek di alko ponim kishalo nisharu asora bil adom bevadei osor lotzeh safilu Dvar Mitzvah. And the Chai Odom therefore paskins that at the very least, if you are going to be breaking up the Zimun of 10, for sure it is usur, even if you have a Dvar Mitzvah to go. But if you're going to a Dvar Mitzvah, it's going to ruin the Zimun of 10, you're certainly not allowed to go. Umikomokom imhu mitzvah da'araisa, but if the mitzvah that you're going to is a mitzvah da'araisa, esher di'esh l'haka b'chogatni, then it could be that we can be leaning in all cases, since we hold again that Zimun, me'ikar adin, the mishavura paskins, like those who say it's only midirabonon, so if you have a mitzvah da'araisa to take care of, so that esher, that you could be making on all cases, va'ayim b'primigodim. Sivkotan yudzayin. So the Mechaber said, in the case where you can't hear the Zimun from the leader, so it's better to split up in groups of three instead of Yimavata the Zimun altogether. Sivkotan Yerzayin, Birka Zimun Shaharei, Aval, Imhoyu Yecholim Lishmoa Birka Zimun Lohoyu Rishon Lechalek, like we said earlier. If you are able to hear the Zimun, so then you are not allowed to split up the Kanal B'Sivkotan Yergimel, like we said in Sivkotan Yergimel. Ad Kan is the Mishabura explaining the Shita of the Mechaber, that all you have to hear is the Birchas HaZimun, even if you're going to bench the entire benching by yourself. The Ha'achronim Cholkim Azeh, the Achronim argue on this Shita of the Mechaber, Mishum, because the Nehi Dekayim Olam B'Simin Kuf Pegimel Duhaidna Mevarachin Kol Echa Me'amesubin Kol HaBirchas HaMazim Melachash. Because, granted that we paskened earlier that nowadays every person that is there benches the whole benching quietly, mikomakom tzrichim lishmoa heitev gam ledivrei hamavarich, but still you need to hear very well also the words of the mavarich, v'lomar imo belachash kol mila v'mila. You have to say along with him every single word. Vilanos amen al kol bracha ubracha. And you have to answer amen after every bracha. Vi al kol ponim ad hazon es akol. Bevadei tzrichim lahazin gamu divya mevarech. But certainly, until the end of the first bracha benching, you have to be able to hear every word of the mezamin. The ad shom hu birch hazimun. Because until the bracha of hazon es akol, the achorim hold, that is the end of the birch hazimun, like we'll see later in Simon Reish in the Ramah. The imkain, and if that's so, that the bracha zazimun is not just what we call the zima, but it's through the bracha of hazon hasakol. So imkain afim yichon lishmoa bracha zazimun via mevarich. Even if you're at a big suda and you could hear the bracha zazimun from the mevarich, kol she'en yichon lishmoa mila memila via mevarich ad hazon hasakol. So long that you're not able to hear every word of the mezamein's first bracha benching, mutav lahem lecholik shlosha shlosha. Then already it's better to split up into groups of three, ulevarich below shame, and to bench without Hashem's name with the zimun, mimasha lo yetzu klal yidei chov hazimun medina. That's better than not being yotze at all, the ikar halacha of zimun. So what the Mishabur is bringing over here, the Achron and the Mechaber said, as long as you can hear the Zimun, even though you can't hear a word of the benching of the Mevarich, listen to the Zimun and bench by yourself. The Achronim say, no, you must be able to hear the Zimun and the first bracha of benching, which is part of the Birchas HaZimun. Otherwise, it's pointless. So if you can't hear the whole Zimun and the first bracha, you might as well split up into groups of three. So that's how the Achronim argue with the Mechaber. The Mishabura ends off and writes, Kosvu ha'achronim, heicha sheyesh mesiba gedola. In a situation where there's a very large crowd, yesh liten levarech birchas hazimun lemisha kolo chazak. You should give to lead the benching one who has a very loud voice. Kedei sheyesh mukolam mesubim mekanal. That way everybody can hear his zimun, his first bracha, ideally the whole benching, like we mentioned above. Note 17, we'll read a little bit of it, but it discusses benching with a loudspeaker, with a microphone. So that would take care of this whole problem. If it's not on Shabbos, so you use a microphone. You have a big suda and you want to have the benching led by someone using a microphone. So Rav Yashiv says, and Diane Fisher, she'ein lezamein ba'ofen zeh, you should not do a zimu with the microphone. Mishum sha'ram kol eino nechshav kolo ha'amiti shel ha'mezamein. Because through a microphone, you don't hear the actual voice of the mezamein. Omnam, the Shevet HaLevi is not a lahakil badaver. Rav Osner leans to be lenient. Shekein ikir din zimun nilmul me'apasuk yishem Hashem ekra havu gudol alokeinu. The ikir din of zimun is learned out from that pasuk yishem Hashem ekra havu gudol alokeinu. V'hainu she'echad kari l'chavirav le'tzarfim ul'bracha, that one person calls out to the others, to his friends, to join with him in the bracha. The af beramkol, even by a microphone, she'ein heim shomim es kolo amiti, even though they don't hear your true voice, mikomokom kriyaso litzdarif ulvarich imo nelsheves kriya. Lemaisa, you're still getting their attention to join with you in the blessing of Hashem, and therefore, he says it will be okay. Achein, gam hu masik shelachadchila yesh zamin lo ramkol. But he also comes out lemaisa, lachadchila, you shouldn't use the microphone. Shekevon shemiloshen hel yirabe mashma shemizamin motzias hashom and birchas hazimun. Since it's an idea like the El Yirabe brings down that you actually be motzi them, v'chol mahader achrei mitzvos mahader achrei adin lachatchila. Anyone's going after mitzvos is obviously going after lachatchila. So he does come out that even though it's okay lachatchila, you should not use a microphone. Then he brings from Rav Moshe. Even though Rav Moshe leans to say that when it comes to Megillah and Abdullah, you can be yotzei through a microphone, even though you're not hearing the true voice, he says you should protest against those who use a microphone for benching or for Kriya Shema. Ubumokam Acher Kosav Egers Moshe. Somewhere else of Moshe writes, Lagabe Megillah by Ramkol, Shekelan Shalo Borer Leheter. Since it's not clear that it's Mutter, who Inyan Chodosh, and it's a new idea, Sheyesh Limchos Biyana No Hogim Ken, you should protest against those who are known to use a microphone, Kedei Lamona Milirdof Acherei Chadoshos Acheros. Just that is a gedder. You don't want people running after new things that people are running after. In our country, they're constantly running after new things. That's risky business. As says Moshe, it's better to stay clear of a microphone. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis. Afilu lo hukpu mitchilo kulam le'echol yachad. Even if they did not set themselves up from the beginning to eat together, elo shashnayim kovu. Rather, two people set themselves up to eat a meal together. And then later on, the third person joined in and was koveya with them. Or one person set himself up and started eating. And then two people came and were koveya with him afterwards. They still can't split up, but they must make a zimun. Because lemaisa, they end up having a kviyas by the gemar ha'achila. That's mechayv you in zima, just like a kviyas in the beginning of your achila. However, if the third person is eating with the other two without any kind of kfias, then they are allowed to split up. Unless this third person is the waiter, so he's walking around, he's not the kfias, but that's his normal way, so then he would still be locked into the zimun. The Rama says, "Umikomokom afilu komokom sherashoim lechalik." Says the Rama, still, even in every place where you are allowed to split up, Odiv tvei lezamin. It's still better to make a zimun mishum de berov om hadras melech. Because lebaisa, the more people that join together in a mitzvah, the more praise there is to Hashem. So even though you're allowed to split up, it's better not. It's better to make a zimun. We'll see exactly what that's referring to shortly. Zakti mishaburisiv katan yudches. They were not koveya to eat three people together. Rather, shashnaim kovu. What is considered a kvias? Kvias nikra kishiyoshvin v'ochem al shulchan echad. A kvias is called when they're sitting together and eating on one table. Oben mapa achas, or maybe they're sitting on the floor, they have one mapa that they're eating on. Afilu kol echad ochem mikikaru. Even if each person is eating from his own loaf of bread, but they're sitting at the same table, that's a kvias. Kemavur la'el besimin kuf samir zayin sif yud aleph. V'ayin la'el shom besif yud aleph bebir agra. Look what we said over there, B'shem the Birah Grah, the Daito Shom, that the Grah's opinion there is, the Balabayas in B'nei Beiso, Sheyoshu Lechol, Havei Kviyas, Umitztarfi Afilu Shelo B'Shulchan Echad. Even though normally a Kviyas is around one table, but if they have something else that forces the Kviyas, and that is a Balabayas with B'nei Beiso, even if they're not at one table, that's considered a Kviyas. Sivkotan Yutes. So we said, even if they were not kavua together in the beginning, but if the third one or the second and third one joined together at the end, since they're together, bigmara achila, they're chayiv in zimun. Chol alayu chova zimun al yidei zesh ochol lubasop yachad. It's chal on them the chayiv of zimun through their eating the end of the suda together. Umashma mizeh, the mashmos of the mechaber is clear. Ha'im lo gamru gam sof ha'achila biyachad. If they didn't start together and they also did not end together, kigon sheba echal lechol etzel shnayim. For example, one came to join two who are already eating. Achar shekvar eschilu lechol. After the two already started eating, so they did not start together. V'gam gamru suudasan shelo bezmanecha. They also finished their suda at different times, so they didn't start together. They didn't finish together. So Osan Shegomru Mikodem, those who finish first, Rashoim Levarach Bifnei Atzman, they can bench on their own, they don't have to wait around. The Alko Ponim Haschola Ugmar Ba'ina Biyachad, because we need either the beginning together or the end together. If they didn't have the beginning or the end together, and the ones who finish first decide to bench, that's fine. The Sharatzion says it would be better for them to wait, to make a Zimun, but they're not Mukhliyev to, they could bench, and that ends everything. Mikomokom still. But if the two finished eating before the third, but they did not, they waited around after they ate, and they didn't bench yet. So they didn't start together and they didn't finish together. But the two that finished before the third, they finished eating, but they didn't bench yet. And by the time they get themselves together to the bench, the third one already finished. So chayovin lezamin. At that point already, they're chayav to make a zimun. Ve'ein rashon lechalek, and they can't split up. Ve'af agav shelo gomru biyachar. Even though they didn't finish their actual achila together, they must make a zimun. Kolhechi di'imaisi lumidi matzi lumecha minayu. As long as the two that finished earlier, theoretically, if one of the dishes would be brought to them now, they would still eat more. So that's considered that they finished together. Kimogomru biyachar de'ninan lehu. We judge them as if they finished together. So they start at separate times, they end separate times. But the ones who ended earlier didn't bench yet, they wait around. Theoretically, they would have eaten more if a geshmak of food would have been brought out. And now they're all ready to bench at the same time. Then they're locked into a zimun. We'll see more about this in Mirz Hashem in Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Sivkot and Chof. We said, but even if they're sitting together, but it was not a kvius, so then they wouldn't have to bench together. This means to say, but, they were not kovei themselves sitting by one table together. So three people were eating from the beginning of the suda to the end suda together, but they weren't really kovei together. They weren't sitting down, they weren't around the table, so then they are not locked into a zimun, unless the one who's walking around is the shamish. The way he normally eats, he's the way he's walking around, he's not sitting in a kavuah tekuwei, lekachu mitzarek l'chol gavni, therefore he could be mitzarek to the zimun in all cases. The Rama ended off the sif and said that mikomokom afilu komokom sherashoim l'chalek odet fe l'zamin. Even in a place where you're allowed to split up, it's better to make a zimun. What exactly is the case that he's referring to, that you could split up, it's better to make a zimun? So says the Mishabur in Chav Gimel Hainu. Number one, she'ochlu ha'shlosha v'lo kviyas. The last case we were just talking about, three people ate, but they weren't kavua together, so they're allowed to split up. Better to make a zimun. V'chein be'esrim o b'shisha. He goes back to the beginning of Sif Aleph and says, in that case as well, when you had six and they're allowed to split up 3 and 3, or you had 20 and they're allowed to split up 10 and 10, better to stay together. Avshal pidin rashom l'chalak. Even though all three of these cases they could split up. It's better not to split up. So he said three cases, working backwards. You have 20, you could split 10 and 10. You have 6, you could split 3 and 3. And if you have 3 that were not kovea together, they could just split up a bench individually. Still, in all these cases, it's better to combine and make one big zimun together. Better to make a zimun. Ayin b'magin Avram, Shikshin b'magin Avram asks on this. Demiharbe poskim mashma. That it's mashma for many poskim. Le'inya shlosha sh'ochlu below keva. The last case, where three people ate without a kvias. De'ein echad yochol otzi chavei abirchas amozo. That one person is not allowed to be motzi as friends in benching. U'memela gam le'inyan zimun ein rashon. They're not allowed to make a zimun. Here we're saying, even though you don't have to, it's better to join together. Frekta Magen Avraham, what do you mean? People say, achronim say, poskim say, if you are not koveya together, one can't be motzi the others in benching, and memela, you can't be motzi them in zimun either, you can't make a zimun together. V'ayin shom sherech bezel, look there in the Magen Avraham, that he speaks at length about this. V'after yesh eiz achronim shadochu ra'yosul in a zimun, even though there are those achronim that push off his right leg abezimun, mikomakom yoser mistaber kedvarov. But really, it's more logical to say like the Magen Avraham, that if three people ate not bekvias, that you cannot join together for zimun. V'chein b'prim egodam kosev gamkein debemokom shein echad yochol lohotzi chavei b'bras amazom, that also in a place where one is not able to be motzi his friend, in Birchas Hamazon, im yicholim leitzdarif l'inyan zimun tzarechin l'maisa. If you can't join together for benching, it's tzarechin if you could join together for a zimun. So therefore, if you're not kavua together and you can't join for benching, you shouldn't be allowed to join for a zimun. Umesayim, the Magen Avraham ends off and says, the ba'asar, when it comes to 10, shi'esh haskaras Hashem, where there's a mentioning of Hashem's name, efshar da'asar l'kuli yamu l'zamein be'ein chayovim. Then it's possible that according to everyone, it would be absolutely asar to make a zimun if you're not chayuv, v'chei mashav v'chayodim klal memches din zayim. So even though the Magen Avraham is saying you shouldn't make a zimun of 3 if you're not kavua, but there it's already a discussion. But if it's 10 for sure, if you weren't kaveya together, you shouldn't make a zimun, because there you're possibly saying Hashem's name in vain. I want to end with one note, and that's note number 22 right over here across the page 194. Uba'ofen she'echad ochalim shnayim bekvias. One person ate with two people as a kvias. They didn't start together, they didn't end together, but they really ate their suda as a kviyas together. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, Shenirish Sha'afa Magen Avraham Yoda Sha'rashoim Lezamin. Even this Magen Avraham, the Mishabur brings down that if three are not koveya together, they can't bench together, they can't make a zimun, but if they really were koveya together, they just didn't start or end together, even the Magen Avraham says, Shlomo Zalman will be masking that they can make a zimun together. Shekem b'shulchan aruch l'kamon is Raya's from the Mechaber later on, who says, Sha'afilu im echad ocha yerek o shose im shnayim. Two people ate, a third person comes along and he ate a vegetable, or he drank something, the Mechaber says, at least according to one shita, mitzdarif imayim lezimun, they could join together with him as a zimun. So if a person just ate a vegetable or drank something, he can join a zimun with two other people. Kol shekein kan, certainly over here, shashlishi ochal pas, the third one actually ate a suda together with them, raklo hislo v'asayim imam, he just didn't have the beginning or end with them, but he was kavua with them in the middle, sheyochal v'zam and ito, that they could all three join together for a zimun. We will stop here and continue with Siv Gimel, Emirtz Hashem, tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shear, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.